obviously chose that song because this weekend is what we have in this nation, Memorial Day weekend. And it's traditionally the weekend that we mark the beginning of summer. And, you know, there'll be plenty of family gatherings and barbecues and swim parties and things like that. And we must always remember, though, why we celebrate, if you will, Memorial Day. It is a day that our nation has set aside to pay honor and respect, tribute, and gratitude to all men and women who have died serving their country. Without such supreme sacrifice, we would not have the freedoms that we have. As long as evil men exist, and I believe they'll always be evil men, freedom will never come freely. There will always have to be a price, and that price is always sacrifice, often supreme sacrifice. Jesus said, "Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And in 1 John, John wrote, "Hereby we perceive the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." We just sang about that. Ask someone who is presently serving in the armed forces or who has served. Ask them why. Why did they volunteer? Why did they serve? And their response will probably be, "Because I love this country and I love my fellow man." American servicemen and women today risk their lives for citizens of foreign countries where their freedoms have been stolen, usually by greedy men. Looking back, my mother is 95 years old. She was born in 1927. My father passed away 10 years ago last week. And she was 14 years old when World War II was declared on Japan in 1941. And she saw three of her older brothers and one of her older sisters enlist in the armed services. Back then, the U.S. Department of War would give the household of a family a flag to place in their window. And on the flag was a star, a five-pointed star, indicating how many children in that family were serving in World War II. My grandmother's flag had four stars on it. By God's grace, all three of my uncles and my aunt, returned safely home. Although my mother was too young to enlist, she, like most other civilians, did whatever was asked of her, and even beyond, to support what was called the war effort. Mandatory rationing of gasoline and food and things like that were expected. And my mother even has some of those old ration cards. You couldn't buy tires for your car. You couldn't drive very much. Everybody had one thing in common. That was victory. They did it out of a sense of love for country, love for their fellow man, love for their families, love for people they didn't even know, thousands and thousands of miles away. After graduating from high school in May of 1943, my father, at the age of 18, enlisted in the Army. And at boot camp, he was given brand new clothes, brand new boots, brand new socks, brand new slacks, shirt, jacket, underwear. Those were the first brand new clothes my father ever owned. He wrote back to his mother, my grandmother on my dad's side, and said, "This is great. I've got all new clothes." He became a paratrooper in the Army. He was in the 101st Airborne Infantry Division. And he was deployed in France in January of 1945. My dad had a good sense of humor. You know, I talked to him years later and asked him a few things about it. I said, well, Dad, why did you become a paratrooper? You know, why would you want to jump out of a perfectly good airplane? He goes, well, I didn't want to walk. He stayed in France, in Paris, actually, a year after the war ended in May of 1945, and was part of General Dwight Eisenhower's Color Guard. And I've got pictures of him marching with his spats and his white gloves and white kerchief. Handsome. By God's grace, in September, my in-laws, Paul and Paula Hill, are planning a trip to France. And I think one of the things they want to try and do is visit the Normandy American Cemetery and Memorial in France while they're there. And that memorial, you've seen it. You've seen photos of it, perhaps. It's on a bluff overlooking Omaha Beach, which, as you know, was one of the many beaches where the Allied invasion took place on June 6, 1944. There are 9,388 American headstones in that cemetery. And every one of them are all in a row, they're all in line, and they're all facing west toward home. Altogether, the United States suffered over 219,000 combat fatalities and over 800,000 wounded. The total number of military deaths globally, conservative estimates, 15 million, and another 38 million plus civilian deaths, all because of man's hate and greed and lust for power. Upon returning home in 1946, my dad, like many of the other returning servicemen, were given VA benefits. Some of you are veterans, you get VA benefits. He was given medical assistance the rest of his life, and that carried over to my mother. He was given, they have a VA loan program, still have it today, which enabled him, a very low interest rate loan, enabled them to buy their first home. And there were many other benefits along the way. Many of the memorabilia that my mom kept from my dad's service in World War II, I have now. And I have them in my study, in my home. I've got them on the wall. I've got them in picture frames and things, photographs. And I've even got his jacket. Can't fit into it, but I got it. One of the things that my mother gave me was this little leather-bound Bible. This was issued to every serviceman in World War II so they could carry it with them. And this one was given to my father on September 19th, 1943, from my Aunt Anne. That would be my mother's sister, Anne, who passed away. She would have been 106 years old this year. And she wrote in here, Paul Jean Coe, Grand Junction, Colorado, from Aunt Anne, September 19th, 1943, and then Psalm 46, 1, 2, and 3. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. My dad's probably his first and only Bible. In 1951, my parents married, and my father joined the United States Postal Inspection Service, and his first assignment out of Grand Junction was San Antonio, Texas, and we moved down there. And we left everything behind, all the family, you know, all of our, my mother and father's relations and everybody. And over the years, he worked really hard. My dad worked really hard. But he did it because of us. My mother myself, my brother, my father, my brother, my sister. And for a man that didn't go to college, we got to go. We all earned our degrees. We always had a comfortable home. We always had food. Because of the sacrifices that he made and many other people made, we're free. But let's always remember, keep these things in mind, that we are free because Jesus sacrificed everything for us. The benefits that we have because of what he did are far greater. Well, God bless you this morning. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy it. But let's remember why we celebrate, why we honor those who have given their lives for our country. God bless you.